Russ Hochstein.
Yep.
Consummated that deal today. And again, just an opportunity, saw an opportunity to try to improve the competition on our team, you know, up front. There's a lot of competition in there right now, and this will only, you know, make that competition even better. I'm familiar with the player. He's versatile. He's got a lot of different talents, can play center, guard, has also played tackle, tight end, and fullback. So versatility is something that we praise and look for in every one of our players, and he'll certainly add that to our offensive line. Say it again. He's going to play a number of different spots. He's not going to. Sometimes the value of players is that they're pretty good at a lot of different roles, and Russ certainly has done that in his career. And again, he's coming here, but he's going to have to compete with the guys that we have here that have already been in camp, and they know our system as well. And but it should make everybody that much better.
What was the terms of the deal?
It was just a seventh round draft pick. You bet. We borrowed it for a couple of days.
Okay. The last couple of weeks you've picked up players from one particular team. Is that because your system is kind of?
I think the system. Specific? Yeah, the system. I think it's very relevant. You know, the players are familiar with the style that we play. And I think anytime that you're going to try to acquire a player this late into the process, I think that familiarity is very important. If you get a guy who's never played in this system on either side of the ball, and then you only have six or seven practices before the first game of the year, you know, it's going to be a work in progress just to get him to be able to go out there and function. But in the case of Lakeven and Russ, both of them are familiar with what we're asking them to do at the positions they're playing, and that'll help that part of the transition. And then it's just about going out there and playing and performing.
When do you expect him to...
Say it again?
When do you expect him to join the team?
As soon as he can. They're working on it right now. So.
Can you tell us which players who didn't play last week you anticipate would play this week?
I'm hopeful that that everybody that was out there on the practice field will be able to perform, you know, this weekend in the game. I know we have a few players that were not out there today that hopefully will be ready by game time also, but I don't want to put a timetable on them, and I don't want to put expectations on them. I mean, they'll be there for sure and play if they're ready and able to. It's every player. I mean, if they're ready to go, and then they'll play. That's it. I don't know. We'll find out as we go through the week.
Is he doing more than scout team today?
He was in practice. He did everything, that we were doing there. He did our drills. We didn't get to do some of the thing. We didn't get to finish practice, obviously, but it was a nice, crisp practice today. Yeah, I know it's getting close, but it when the players are ready to play, they'll play in the preseason. If they're not ready to play in the preseason, then they won't play in the preseason. And if they're ready to go in Cincinnati, that's when they'll play.
Do you anticipate just being more of a regular season atmosphere, given Jay coming back and you guys having your first game at home?
Sure. I think everybody's looking forward to playing at home, our first home game. We have a lot of new players and coaches here that haven't coached a home game at Invesco yet, myself included in that. So I'm very much looking forward to just the whole home atmosphere. You go on the road two times, and you hear what it's like on the road, and you look forward to the other team having to face that challenge of the noise and all those kind of things, the advantages that you get playing at home. So definitely looking forward to it. Our team's excited about it, and we'll start our preparation for Chicago tomorrow.
You anticipate saying anything to Jay before or after?
I doubt it.
This didn't have any extra meaning for you at all because of...
No, just another, it's another great opportunity for us to fix things that, haven't done well, and You know, we were trying to go out there and fix some things that we made mistakes on Seattle today. And this game is another step in our process of getting ready for the regular season. I think, you know, if we try to make too much of the game or the opponent in the preseason, I think you're kind of missing the point. The point is it's an opportunity for us to go out there and improve, and that's what we're going to treat it as. Weighing on who, me?
The team,
the franchise. I think that's very inaccurate. I mean, we're going through our meetings, we're having practices, watching film, getting ready for opponents, and again, he's part of all that, so we're just getting ready to play the season. That's what we're doing.
Has he been
No.
Josh, after the game you said that there you made up a list of things you wanted to correct from the previous preseason. Is running the ball somewhere on that list?
There's certainly things we can do better in the running game. And we're gonna try to address that. But, there's certain things that Seattle did that forced us to throw the ball a little bit more maybe than we would have anticipated going into the game. But that was good for our passing game and our protection. You know, we got a lot of work in some of those areas also. So, you try to get better at everything, and running the ball more effectively than what we did in the Seattle game is certainly one of those priorities that we're going to address on offense.
Two more questions. How excited were you to see Kyle's progress, or how Kyle played against
you? I wasn't surprised. And, when you go out there and you practice well and you practice the way that he did last week, and you know the game plan and you know and understand the defense and what we're trying to do, I think that your performance usually shows. And, he played pretty well. Again, there's always things he can do better, just like everybody can. But, I think anytime your quarterback plays efficient football, it gives you an opportunity to win. So that's all we're going to ever ask of him. And, and he did his job for the most part the other night.
Do you have any update on Chris Sims?
When he's ready, he'll be out there.
Any importance on winning either one of the remaining two games? Would a win do anything for this team to prepare for the season?
We're going to try to win both of them. I know that for sure. When we tried to win the last two, but I think you're also trying to accomplish some things in the preseason, and evaluate players. And sometimes that comes at the cost of the other team making a few plays or doing something, that you maybe didn't prepare well enough for in that instance because you were, again, focusing more on yourself, which is what we're doing right now. So we're definitely going to do everything we can to win the last two games, within reason and the way we're going to play them. And at the same time, we're going to try to get some things done and fixed that we need to do. So winning is certainly important, but I think winning in Cincinnati and going forward in the regular season is definitely the goal.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it. Thanks.